Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. Now, this review is without adults. I'll get to them another day. I used to write a review every year of children putting on a play. I won't do that this year. I won't write a review of a children's show. This year, I am writing a piece about wonderful young actors, singers, and dancers who performed in a full-blown musical. The children have grown. Once on This Island is loosely based on the story by Hans Christian Andersen, The Little Mermaid. The premise is a timeless one. What happens when love is forbidden between young people who are from different worlds? In the original, a mermaid and a human fall in love. In Once on This Island, it's two humans, Ti Moon, who is poor, and Daniel Bozom, who is privileged. As in all fairy tales, circumstances bring the youngsters together unexpectedly. He suffers a nearly fatal injury, and she nurses him back to health. In the process, they fall in love. Upon recovery, he returns to the wealthy world of resort splendor. They vow to continue their love, and the world conspires against it. Annalena de Rocher and Max Moon are splendid as the star-crossed lovers. I found myself believing that those two people whom I have known since they were six had actually become T and Daniel, the characters they were playing. That's what you want in a performance, isn't it? The suspension of disbelief. The cast is neatly divided between the villagers, who are the have-nots, and the grand dames, who are the haves. Millie Vaz did triple duty as the little girl, young Ti Moon, and a peasant girl. Progressing with the story from opening curtain to the big finale, she was stamina on stage. Satya and Elsa and Colette and May played villagers in the context of storytellers, beautifully condensing complicated plot details into easy narrative for us. Have you met Ti Moon's parents? They're two of the most loving grown-ups you'd ever want to know. I almost asked them to adopt me. Tonton Julian, the father with mustache, was a tender force played by Mari. T's mother, Mama Yorli, was given life by Eleanor. I thought I knew Eleanor after all those library hours together, but her portrayal of Yorli was a revelation. A lot is asked of her character, and Eleanor delivered. Oh, let me sing the praises of the gods for a minute. The deities of earth, water, love, and death are very large entities indeed, easily treated as cartoon characters by us agnostics. But Amara and Leo and Isla and Treya made them believable. They absolutely nailed their parts. I was in awe and afraid and inspired by them, exactly what mythic figures are supposed to do to us mere mortals. If I had pipes like Treya does, I'd get myself to the Metropolitan Opera, pronto. And if I could wear splendid costumery as Amara did, I would leave this mundane world and ask her permission to inhabit her world. Leo, as the god of water, was a show-stopping singer and dancer, and Isla crisscrossed the stage singing the power of love throughout the show. One of my favorite lines in the whole show was spoken by a villager saying, "If we knew why the gods do the things they do, well, we'd be gods too." The grand dame, the idle wealthy who controlled the island, found their voices with Noel playing Andrea, who is Daniel's fiancée. Huxley played Daniel's father. Henry was delightfully dismissive as the resort's gatekeeper. And to whomever fabricated that magnificent gate, I say bravo. In this production, there were three groups of players who provide context and color throughout the story. There were three players whom I haven't mentioned yet who wore so many hats that I had to keep checking my program. Ouida and Findlay and Helena appeared and reappeared as the ensemble and the waltzers and the gossipers. I've been meaning to ask them if they ever got their characters mixed up. Well, I could go on and on, but I'm out of time. I'll just close by saying that I used to watch little kids put on a show every year. This year, I watched as marvelous young performers wowed me with Once on This Island.